Brian Meyer, welcome back to our studios for our Press Pass conversation. It's great to see you again.
It's great to be here.
Now, you did something different. We normally talk about economic development and all kinds of other issues. And this time you focused in on one of your in-focus interviews on the theater district.
We went down a different road and we found a perfect person, Stephen McKinley Henderson. A lot of folks know him, his forays into theater on stage right now. He's in A Raisin in the Sun on Broadway with Denzel Washington. He was in the movie Lincoln. And of course, he still has enormously strong bonds with Buffalo when he's not, you know, in New York or doing other things on stage. He's an instructor in the theater department at the University at Buffalo.
Now, you two sat down right at 710 Theater, correct?
Yes, we did. And that's where he did a lot of theater. In fact, I remember seeing him. I didn't know at the time I was seeing him, but in the mid-80s, Children of Lesser God. And he did a lot of work with the former Studio Arena Theater. And we talked about sort of Buffalo's theater legacy. You know, why? We are not a big city. Let's be very candid about that. Yet, we have had an enormous theater footprint. And we talked with Henderson about that. Why is Buffalo so big in the live theater scene?
It had a great tradition of being able to bring the best here, and consequently, the people here were exposed to the best, and some of them became the best.
In looking at the live theater arena, if you were to pick one or two of the most influential people in Buffalo theater in the last half century, who would it be?
Well, I just have to say Blossom Cohen.
And, of course, the late Blossom Cohen was the publicist for Studio Arena Theater. Henderson also mentioned Manny Fried, who, of course, is a giant in theater. And, you know, it's interesting because Henderson was going back in history saying, you know, we had Millionaire's Row. We had, per capita, we had, at one point, the most millionaires, you know, living in this area. And that just really helped to build our appetite for theater and our infrastructure for theater.
And what's always great with someone like Henderson is his ties to Buffalo, and he really is right here. He's teaching in our community at the University at Buffalo. He's teaching future actors.
And the folks who read this article and saw our video on the Buffalo News website chimed in and said, oh my gosh, he was a phenomenal professor when I had him, just so memorable, so knowledgeable, and so forth. And I talk with Henderson because, of course, everyone knows breaking into theater is a really tough career. And I said, and we joked, and he said, you know, a lot of these students think they're going to graduate, and the next year they've got their TV show. And he said, that's just not what happens. I said, well, what do you say to students then?
I tell them that the career they seek may elude them, but the craft they seek is in their hand, and they have to pursue their craft. And if you're ever going to get anywhere with your career, it's going to be because your craft was developed to a level that people want to hire you.
And, of course, he did say that you have to find a way to, you know, make a buck and pay your bills, so you may have to do something to make the money, but then, you know, hone those skills.
He also talked to you, though, about not starting out as a young person as an actor, and it took him quite a while, as he joked about it.
Well, I made the mistake of calling his rise a meteoric rise, and I kind of meant it in the context of within several years, a lot of this big stuff was happening, and he joked and said, meteoric rise, I was in my 60s when all this stuff happened. And, you know, his whole point is that sometimes, and he credits his association with playwright August Wilson. I should mention, he's Tony nominated. He was nominated for a Tony Award for his role in Fences, an August Wilson play. And he said that, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of being very determined and then making the right decisions, essentially.
And with all of this, you ended up speaking with Buffalo Place's Mike Schmand about the theater district and obviously its richness, but there is so much construction going on right now within that. What were his thoughts on it? What was he weighing in on?
I was actually down there last week doing some filming for some video editing for our In Focus and Future stuff, and it's noisy. There's a lot of construction. Obviously, the metro rails are on a delayed schedule, and he says, you know, it's kind of it's the pain that you kind of need to do in order to update a system. This is the whole car sharing main thing. He said, but as far as the theater district goes, there are a number of new restaurants that are planned in the very near future. 710 Main, of course, now is up and running. Shays has had a very successful season. You've got all these things that are kind of going on, and Schmand says he sees good things.
The private sector is speaking. They're saying this is where we want to invest because we know that this is a hot spot.
I think the Theater District, compared to where it was 30 years ago, is doing pretty well, and it's not going to get anything but better.
So you just have to step around the construction and not worry about it. It'll be done soon. It'll all be beautiful, too, once there's cars back on Main Street. And
yeah.
We have this direct path to the Theater District. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, Schmahn talked about this. You've got the Theater District on that end of Main. You've got amazing amounts of development going on, you know, over at, you know, Canal Side, the Harbor Center project and so forth. So it's that kind of synergy that we've talked about in some prior interviews as well that, you know, bodes well for the region.
Brian Meyer, thank you so much for sharing your In Focus interviews with us.
Thank you, Eileen.